Thank you, Mike. Good afternoon, everyone. Clearly, one of the positive things that the council group here in the public policy department can bring to this effort is the information, the background, the material, the up-to-date happenings of what's happening in Washington. So that is part of the agenda. As we do during Foundations on the Hill, we try to provide some suggested talking points. We provide you with issue papers. And that is an ongoing activity that we continue to support for Foundations on the Hill District Days. I wanted to give you a sense of what's going on in Washington. It's not surprising that by picking up any newspaper, you realize that everything in Washington surrounds the effort to reform national health care, the dual role of providing and expanding coverage to Americans that don't currently have it, at the same time reducing the rate of increase of health care costs. The House is expected, there are three committees of the House of Representatives who are tackling this issue at this moment. They are expected to begin marking up this bill, the three parts of this bill, starting tomorrow. The House, on the counterpart on the Senate side, there are two committees of jurisdiction on this issue, the Health, Education, and Labor and Pensions Committee, also known as the Health Committee. Already marked up their bill. It only took them a month to do so. Remarkable. They had close to 100 different amendments that they had to plow through. But I think the instrumental part of this effort is whatever happens at the end of the day will be dictated by the Senate Finance Committee version. The chairman of this committee, somebody well known to us, obviously, is Chairman Baucus. He is being consistent in his effort to try to iron out a bipartisan bill. That would be the first time. None of the three portions of the bill on the House side are expected to be bipartisan. The Help Committee was voted out of the committee with no Republican support. So this really makes Mr. Baucus stand out in his effort. This has taken longer than they had expected. We know that the administration and the congressional leadership is on a much tighter time frame in trying to report this out before members leave for the August district work period. I think the jury is still out whether the Senate Finance Committee will be able to accomplish this. It is being reported out today that they believe that they're making headway. Whether that translates to an actual vote before the August recess is yet to be seen. It is important that to acknowledge that the both sides of the congressional aisle have to work with the Joint Committee on Taxation in scoring all these numbers, and the number that they're trying to stick to is about $1 trillion. That is no small potatoes, and the reason I provided this overview is to begin talking about the first issue on the list of items, which is the one I'm going to tackle, is the 28% itemized deduction cap. As you all know, President Obama in his proposed budget put forth the idea of raising several hundred million dollars by capping the itemized deductions that the top two marginal tax rates would be able to claim. We're happy to report that the bills, the outlines of the legislation in the House does not include this language. We're very satisfied about this. I think it proves that our argument resonated and was consistent with how the majority of the House felt about it. I know that in the dozens of meetings we had on the Hill over the last couple months, it was very rare to find somebody who would even consider this as a good option. Obviously, the Senate side is still pending in terms of its proposal to how to fund this. The Senate Finance Committee has not put forth yet any proposal that we can point to and identify what's going on in this regard. A twist to the original proposal that has been considered, I should say maybe debated, is capping the itemized deductions at the current rate. So the top two marginal tax rates right now stand at 33 and 35%. January 1st of 2011, those two rates are going to increase to 36% and 39.6% respectively. So one of the options right now that is being considered by some is to actually cap them at the current amounts and not let them increase as the tax rate will increase again at the beginning of 2011. This would be a small change, but would be against what we've consistently said, which is the council supports current laws that relates to itemized deductions. So that is pending, and we do not know yet, and we will certainly know, we'll let everybody know as soon as we know what the Senate Finance Committee is proposing in this regard. The other one I would like to mention is the simplification of the private foundation excise tax. We all know that Senator Schumer introduced a bill in the Senate, S-676, that calls on a flat revenue neutral number. This is something that we continue to support. We continue to also wait on the Joint Committee on Taxation for their scoring of what a revenue neutral number would be. As I mentioned before, JCT is pretty busy these days trying to score the various healthcare portions. But that is something that we will continue to pursue so that we can identify what Congress says a revenue neutral number is. We're also happy to share with you that Congressman Danny Davis from Illinois, and who is a member of the House Ways and Means Committee on the majority side, has agreed to introduce a House companion bill to S-676. Congressman T. Berry, one of the co-chairs of the Congressional Philanthropy Caucus, who is a Republican from Ohio, is already committed to being the Republican lead sponsor of this legislation. We're working with the office of Mr. Davis to try to identify the date in which this bill is going to be dropped. We're hopeful that it could be sometime this week, but again, considering everything else that's going on in the Ways and Means Committee around the area of healthcare, we would understand if it gets delayed a bit further. They are quite aware and supportive of the idea of dropping the bill before the recess begins, because they see and understand what we share with them, that the August, the district day's events is a perfect opportunity to share information about it, gather additional co-sponsorship for the bill. So we will keep everyone posted the second the bill gets dropped. In the interim, please be aware that we are encouraging as many folks as we can talk to reach out to their elected officials on the House side and ask them to become an original co-sponsor of this legislation. There's a number of folks that we've reached out to in key states that relate to the House Ways and Means Committee. So we are thankful for any assistance that you've been able to provide us so far and into the future. We also want to reiterate the importance of the IRA rollover bills. We know those are H.R. 1250, S-864. This is something that we continue to support. We are expecting a tax bill sometime in the year, most probably centered around the issue of the estate the estate tax. Next year, as you all know, the estate tax is expected, according to current law, to be at 0%. We know that Congress will not allow that to happen, so they will have to pass at least some language as expected to extend the 09 rates of taxation and exemption levels into 2010, where we expect them at that time, sometime next year, they will deal with a larger issue of what to do with it permanently going forward. We don't think that they're going to fix that this year. We suspect that they're just going to extend 09 rates and levels into 2010. And it is within that piece of legislation that we expect and are making the case that our issues are also attached to. So the IRA rollover extension and ideally the expansion will be part of that as well. We also wanted to give you the latest around the Edward M. Kennedy Serve America Act. The House Appropriations Committee last Friday approved the labor, what we call the Labor H bill, where $1.059 billion were appropriated for the Corporation for National and Community Service. It is within that corporation that $169 million have been put aside to implement the Serve America Act. Unfortunately, this is $90 million below the president's request for the year 2010 fiscal year. Within the Serve America Act, there are two particular programs of importance to us. One of them is the Social Innovation Fund. This received an appropriations of $35 million for the next fiscal year, and this represents a $15 million reduction from the president's request. Another program is the Nonprofit Capacity Building Program. This was actually zeroed out within the appropriations bill. It was supposed to have received, it is authorized for $5 million, but the appropriations bill actually zeroes it out. So the House, the full House, is expected to deal with this issue this coming Friday, and the subcommittee on the Senate Appropriations Committee will deal with it this week. They will begin the process of their dollar amounts. We don't have yet an outline of what the dollar amounts look like on the Senate side, but we want to let you know what's going on the House side. And then lastly, one of the issues that we also would like for everyone to focus on during district days is the existence of the Congressional Philanthropy Caucus and the Senate Philanthropy Caucus. It is important that we share information, that we make the asks of the elected officials that you all will be meeting with during the month of August to become part of the caucus. There's some activities that we're hopeful to encourage the caucus to take part in sometime in the fall. There will be additional information about this as soon as we're able to share it with the group. With that, I know that there will be some question and answers at the end. I'll be happy to answer any questions that anybody might have on the issues that we know of so far and the ones that are that we're pending on. So having said that, I will ask Chartrain to talk about the...